36. Alright, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Reese. Welcome back again to another episode on the podcast. Today we are talking about Solo Leveling, which has now ranked among the world's most popular TV series on IMDb. Solo Leveling ranks above The Witcher, You and More in IMDb's top 100 most popular TV series, which uses data from more than 250 million monthly users. Solo Leveling breaks into the IMDb's top 100 most popular TV series, with the anime series now ranking above titles like The Witcher, You and many others. IMDb's latest update for the IMDb chart's most popular TV shows reveals that Solo Leveling is, drumroll please, the 75th most popular TV series on the site. The chart dynamically measures popularity, with this series gaining 24 places compared to its last edition. IMDb officially describes the chart: our most popular charts use data from the search behavior of IMDb's more than 250 million monthly unique visitors to rank the hottest, most buzzed about movies and TV shows. Solo Leveling currently sits a couple of places shy of One Piece, which is in 70th place, demonstrating just how popular the new series is. The series also ranks above The Witcher, You, Seinfeld, The Wire, Attack on Titan, and more. In addition to its IMDb ranking, Solo Leveling is currently ranked 148 on My Anime List's Best Anime Series of All Time. The series is rated 8.46 by 91,000 users as of basically today, and is the 486th most popular series, with 456,000 viewers only 7 weeks into its premiere, which of course is only like, what, 7 episodes. The anime is also rated 4.9 stars on the popular anime streaming service Crunchyroll, which is level with Jujutsu Kaisen and Attack on Titan, and above titles like My Hero Academia and Villain Saga. The franchise's popularity is genuinely only set to grow, as this year is the year of Solo Leveling. According to a senior exec for the manga's publisher, Solo Leveling has grown beyond its initial web novel into a webtoon with over 14 billion views worldwide, expanding into an anime, a sequel webtoon called Solo Leveling Ragnarok, a live-action drama, and the upcoming game Solo Leveling Arise, which just revealed its official release window. Solo Leveling is basically streaming on all anime sites, especially Crunchyroll, with the upcoming episode 7.5 set to be released on February the 24th of 2024. The episode titled How to Get Stronger is basically a recap of this series with newly recorded lines. Crunchyroll describes the series: they say whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, but that's not the case for the world's weakest hunter, Song Jin-woo, that kind of rhymed. After being brutally slaughtered by monsters in a high-ranking dungeon, Jin-woo came back with a system, a program only he could see, that's leveling him up in every way. Now he's inspired to discover the secrets behind his powers and the dungeon that spawned them. This is amazing for Solo Leveling and manhwa readers all over the place. Do you know what I mean? I've been hearing about Solo Leveling from before it even became a actual anime series, but it was one of those videos or titles or showings where it's just like I could never ever click a video on it because I just was never or could be invested. But when the anime series came out and I saw how everybody was tweaking over the animation, and I can't lie, the first episode was actually fire. Like the quality of it, the graphics of it, like the power was that was being shown, I was just like, yo, this is high budget. I gotta see the manhwa, do you know what I mean? And I think Solo Leveling is actually most likely the first manhwa I've ever read, I'm not going to lie. So it's also introduced me into the field of manhwas. Either way, 14 billion people have got their eyes on this anime series, let alone manhwa. And I still haven't finished the manhwa in of itself. I'm like maybe like 10 chapters because I just got a bit overwhelmed that I just didn't want to finish it because I was too excited to finish it, if that makes sense. Listen, Solo Leveling, the anime series is great, literally. The manhwa is great, literally. If I'm gonna say this, it might be a wild take, I don't know, what do you guys think? But I feel like the manhwa and the anime kind of really looks similar in terms of the quality and the animation. So yeah, like, I don't think I'm going crazy, but I just think it was just that good. You know what I mean? Listen, that's the news for Solo Leveling. Okay, I could go on for ages. The fact that it is IMDb's top 100, is broken into top 100, and it's just shy of what's that anime that's in 70th place? One Piece. It just goes to show how popular, like, it's reached within the span of, well, I don't know when the manga came out, but in span of the timing of the anime series, which is within the 7 weeks. So to be in the same ranking or area of One Piece, one of the longest running series of all time, the show is going to be filled with success, and it has a lot more to give. It's been your boy Russo, Mr. 36, and whether you're watching or listening to this in the morning, afternoon or evening, I hope you guys have a good day, man. Take care of yourselves, drink water, and make sure to get 8 hours of sleep. I'm out. Peace.